If he had made us all alike, it would sure be a boring life. Celebrating a variety around here on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome.
Hey. Hi, Daniel.
Welcome again. This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends have gathered around these tables to proclaim the best news ever, the gospel. I'm Daniel Britt, here with this great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here.
Gordon Moat. Is that Buddy Green I see?
Oh, it is me.
All right, Buddy.
Lauren Talley.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Lauren. And Tori Tapp. And there's Bill Gaither.
Oh, yes, I am. Hey, it's
it is going to be good, Bill. Let's get it kicked off with the whole homecoming game.
We find many people who can understand why we are so happy and free. Crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand, it's you.
Jesus with glory to come, 'tis Jesus that died on the tree, a cloud of bright angels to carry us home. Oh, that will be heaven to me.
The homecoming friends singing in that great choir. Great way to kick things off today on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, now on the air with the Gaither Vocal Band.
So many years I cried, 'cause my soul denied that he would save a wretch like me. So full of gloom and dread that I hung my head, I wouldn't claim the victory. Then one day his love settled down upon my life, and I realized he had authorized my ticket to paradise. On the authority of the holy word, I rise up and take my stand. I'm a blood-bought child of the living God, who is the great I am. Take away my royal crown given on his authority. It's a mystery why he came to me, why he would choose me for his own, why he pulled me out of the lake of doubt, set me right beside his throne, why he guaranteed inheritance by right. I'm his favorite child, and that makes me smile. I'm the center of his delight. On the authority of the holy word, I rise up and take my
stand. I'm a blood-bought child of the living God, who is the great I am. I'm an heir to all that heaven holds, and no principality can ever take away my royal crown given on his authority.
There's more Homecoming Radio on the way. Stick around.
Hi, Bill Gaither here on Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Not long ago, some of our radio hosts spent some time on a Gaither cruise with a special homecoming guest. Let's listen.
Welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio on the Homecoming Cruise Ship with a live audience. So it's Daniel Britt and Woody Wright handling.
Hello, friends.
And in the hot seat right now, the one and only Jimmy Fortune.
Wow. Thank you, Daniel and Woody. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it so much. It's been so good, man. What a time.
It's been a good week. If we had time, I would love to tell your story from start to finish, but we'll hit the highlight, which okay, how many years with the Statler Brothers we fell in love with your voice?
I was with the Statler Brothers for 21 years. I was that little guy on the end.
Where are you born and raised?
I was born in Williamsburg, Virginia. I was raised in Nelson County. If you ever saw the Waltons TV show, you saw how I grew up and how I was raised.
Okay, all right. So right up there in that Statler
country. Good night, John boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
There were tears in the eyes of Jesus. There were nails in the palms of his hands. There were thorns in his brow, and only God could know how much pain he could withstand. There was blood all around the hill as a mother mourned her loss, and we all stood to gain from the heavenly pain on the other side of the cross.
On the other side of the cross, the side that no one could see, hung the spirit of things yet to come, hung the future.
On the other
we're back on this week's edition of Homecoming Radio, and I know you're all waiting on the edge of your seats
for some wisdom
from our leader.
Keep on waiting.
Bill, come on with it.
Well, since you've asked.
It was right here on my script. Yeah.
When writing, limit yourself to one thought per sentence.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
It will have a greater impact, and the result will be more of a conversational tone.
I agree.
That's good advice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sing sound. Glorious day.
Was through with his praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin. Well, among men, my example is he. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on that tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bury my sin, my Redeemer is He. Heaven, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified, free me forever.
This is Tori Taff here at Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Now let's go outside of the studio where some of our co-hosts sat down in person with a special homecoming guest. Listen.
Hey kids, it's Woody Wright with Homecoming Radio. We're here at the Gaither Homecoming Cruise.
Yeah.
And we're glad you're with us today. And we're glad to have our dear friend, Jimmy Fortune.
Jimmy!
On board.
Good to be here.
And by the way, we have a live audience.
Yes, yes.
Woody, how long have you two known each other?
Oh, Jimmy, how far back do we go, buddy?
About Adam and Eve, wasn't it? That,
shortly thereafter, there we were. Well, I think I know where I met you. I was playing with the opening act for the Statlers, Regina.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I think I'd seen you and met you before, but we actually spent some time talking and getting to know one another. And I got to say, Daniel, that this guy is well-loved by anyone that he's ever worked with. He's so personable, so supportive, checks his ego at the door. Do you even have an ego?
Well, my greatest gift is it's not just music and writing and playing guitar or whatever. My greatest gift is my love for people. I love people. And I can honestly say that I care about what they say. I care about what they feel. And they're the reason that I do what I do. My purpose is to get the message of Christ to people through my music And I promised God years ago that that's what I would do. And so I feel like he works through me. And I feel when I'm listening to like the Martins and you and everybody else, I feel like, man, why am I even here sometimes? Because they're such good singers, you know, and such good people on top of it. And I just feel very blessed that someone even knows my name. So, and I got a little story to tell you. Of course, you just interviewed the Martins. Years ago, I was with the Statler Brothers, and I was in my bed at night. It was 11 o'clock at night, and I had a friend that owned this camper RV dealership. I get a call on my phone. It wakes me right up out of a dead sleep. And my friend that owns this dealership says, man, Jimmy, you got to get up and come down. It's about 10 miles from my house. This is the middle of the night. Wow. He said, you've got to come here. These kids, they're called the Martins. He said, you've got to come hear them. He said, please come down. I said, okay, I'll be down there. And I'm thinking, man, I'm going to kill him. Because there ain't no way these, knowing him, I didn't think, you know, he knew what he was talking about. But I went down there anyway. And there they were, the Martins. They had their little RV, and they broke down. And they came out and sang in front of me in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, Virginia. Wow. And they sang, and I sat there and listened to them, and chills went all over me. And I told them, I said, I don't know why really I'm here, but except for the fact that God wanted me to hear you all, but I want to tell you, whatever you all want to do and accomplish, you're going to do it. Because I think you're the best I've ever heard. The harmonies were so good. They were ready. And they came right out on, and bam, I mean, nailed every note and did everything. Man. I was blown away. And then it wasn't any time, a few weeks later, as a matter of fact, I'm hearing them on Bill Gaither's TV shows and things. And I'm like, there they are. I told them they were going to make it. I told them. And they have, and they've done. And I think about it every time that I see them and I'm around them, because they are so full of the Lord and they're so blessed and anointed, totally anointed. And I'm so glad to see them and what they've accomplished.
Yeah.
So I just had to share that story with you.
That's good. That's good.
I think I got good taste and talent.
Yeah, right, right.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won,
There's a classic example of Jimmy Fortune. We're trying to get him to talk about himself, and he flips a coin over and says, "Oh, these kids, these people are full of the Lord." And that's Jimmy Fortune. And Jimmy, I appreciate that about you. You've been nothing but an encouragement to all of us out here, and what a wonderful addition to the Homecoming family.
Oh, thank you, Woody.
You are. We're glad to have you with us,
Woody. Thank you, brother. Woody, you are as well, man. I tell you, I've watched you for a long time. Like I said, you were with Regina, we were on the road years ago. You just had that personality and the talent that you deserve to be where you are. And thank you for all you do for everybody, for the Gaither Homecoming and to the cruises and everything.
Jimmy, you're doing it again.
But I mean it, brother. Thank you, brother. Woody, y'all give him a hand, by God.
World outside, you were searching for a place to hide, lost and lonely, us alive. Don't you worry, sometimes you just gotta let it ride. The world is changing right before you rise. Now I found you, there's no more emptiness inside. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. I would die for you, climb the highest mountain. Baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do. Now I found you, there's no more emptiness inside. When we're hungry, love will keep us
Great hymns live because they're great. And one of the best is this one, Praise My Soul, the King of Glory. Here's Signature Sound and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Praise my soul, the King of Glory. To his feet I tribute bring. Ransom healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the everlasting King. Thank you.
does bring a little variety to your life, all the while encouraging you to celebrate our differences. God made us all unique. Join us again next time.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more right there at homecomingradio.com.
We're all out of time, but we'll be back here soon.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.